in Africa.
Hello, Ayoka. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa's English to Africa service and the Voice of America in Washington. I've got a fantastic show for you today. My playlist includes awesome songs by new and familiar artists. The music is from Zimbabwe, Nigeria, U.S. and Senegal, Cameroon, and lots of Ghana. Now, also, VOA colleague Kwame Ofori joins me to present some new music from Ghana. He just came back from a visit home there. And my special guest today is rising star Adoma. She recently released an exciting EP of original music, and we're going to sample a couple of these songs and meet this talented young lady. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Here's the late Chiwaniso from Zimbabwe with Vanoraba. Okay, that was Vanoraba by the late Chiwaniso. This is Heather. Welcome to the top of the hour on Music Time in Africa.
VOA.
All right, next up, a brand spanking new song out of Nigeria. It's a peace song in Hausa by Bobby Hai. He sings punchlines in other major Nigerian languages too. The main message? We're all grown-ups, so let's act that way.
Dan Allah aranka tunani in an girma a san an girma.
Dan Allah aranka tunani in an girma a san an girma. In an girma a san an girma.
Abasa bayani. Sister Chiefa and the Chief
was Aringa Tunani by Bobby Hai.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
The next two songs are back-to-back. They're both fan requests. First is one of my favorites by Akon, Beautiful. And the second one is a Fulani song from Cameroon by a group called Fada Kautal. Relax and enjoy. Just kicking it to good music.
When I see you, I run out of words to say. I wouldn't leave you, cause you're that type of girl. Make you stay. See the guys trying to holler. Girl, I don't wanna bother you, cause you're independent and you got my attention. I'm your baby father. Girl, I just wanna show you. What you are doing, girl. I see you in the club.
ass shape make the place go ooh. Waistline makes my salute, I'm a brute. High from your high heel game. High heels push up your last name. And you're living in the fast lane. Eyes like an angel. God, that's watch my yelling. I should address. Spotless. That's bad to the bone. Make me wanna bone. Put me in the triple X zone. Lames don't know how to talk to you. So let me walk with you. Hold my hand. I'ma spend them grands. But after you undress. Not like a hooker. But more like a princess, queen, empress, president. Pull anywhere you go on earth. Cause you're beautiful. Okay.
See you in the club.
Time in Africa.
everybody. This is Heather coming off the end of two fan requests. That was Akon with Beautiful and Farah Kautal with Kowani Sehaman. Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Hello, Akwaba. My special guest today is Ghanaian singer-songwriter Adoma. She joins me by phone to share a couple of the songs from her new EP, Afroba. VOA producer Kwame Ofori also joins me in the conversation. And Kwame also brings two of his favorites from Ghana to play. He just returned from there and brought back some great music. We'll get to all this Ghana in a minute, but first, we're going to go back in time. Jean Bikoko was a music legend in Cameroon. He made famous the now old style, Asiko. It comes from the Bassa people of central Cameroon. Now, Jean Bikoko was the first Asiko musician to tour with a group of dancers and put on an Asiko show. He pioneered a new style of Asiko dancing, too, that emphasized the dancers' hips and booty. Yeah, that's right. Bikoko's dancers were also the first to wear the panya, or the wraparound skirt, with a rolled-down waistband. That accentuated the gorgeous movement of the dancers' lower halves. This song is from his earliest recordings in 1974.
Bobola mabola, bobola magwela, bobola magwela, bobola magwela. Alagi mendo monuleni, bobola magwela. Alagi mendo monuleni, bobola magwela. Aye, aye, oh, 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 oh. Alagi mendo monuleni, bobola magwela. Alagi mendo monuleni, bobola magwela. Alagi mepa monuleni, bobola magwela. I'm
Oh, yes, that was a 1970s recording from Cameroon by Jean B. Coco.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Now it's time for my special guests. Let's get into Ghana. I'm joined in the studio by Kwame Ofori and on the phone with Adoma in Accra. Okay, Kwame Ofori, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. I missed you when you were away in Ghana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really did. But I know you were having a good time because you didn't even bother sending the email. You didn't call, nothing.
Well, Ghana is a great country. When you go there, you have fun.
I understand.
Leave the work behind.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
And like I was telling our listeners before, earlier in the show, we're going to go through some new songs.
Great.
And talk about them. So the first one that I really like is by Sarkodier featuring Pat Thomas called Bra.
Mm-hmm. And Pat Thomas is a high life legend in Ghana. And he collaborating with Sarkodier was unexpected, but great because, I mean, Sarkodier and his rap game. For those who don't know Sarkodier, Sarkodier is a rapper from Ghana and he's won a couple of international awards, including BET Awards. And the two of them merging together to create this beautiful piece on his new album, Mary, was just wonderful. So it's my favorite track on the album.
That's so funny because it was mine too.
Wow.
Yeah, and Pat Thomas, you know, also I've been doing some research on him. He's performing at Denmark's largest, or actually Northern Europe's largest international music festival called Roskilde.
Wow.
Yeah, he's performing. He's one of four African artists that's going to be performing there in from June 25th to July 2nd.
I wish I could go.
I know, me too. Let's hook it up.
You never know.
I'll hook it up. All right, so let's check out this song. Let's listen to it.
Bra.
Great. From the album Mary that came out in 2015.
All right.
Makume Mudo Julie Odon abo me dam, odon e frame ni, odon intime nanti begu ma me hwe me chi, odon e si ma son, odon ama me yi, ma ton me ni pedu ana mounti ma wuri mfi, sa me pel, me do, ti me di ane wo, brana ye mbo brako jambi si kedu ane so, mi ni wu mie nuka, ye se bi a me nyawo fo, me ye be me bi a me pedu banti me nya kwa ju fo, bo me nko mo de, ya ne mi anopa, fe manu na so mi mo na che me wadopa, ti me chiko kum, ANC bo me ka, Tete ni pate ma phone sem keka Julie so mensa yeko grow na wo me ba ma winning come ho na check e wanya ko fa fa me ko fa me ye ni awo pe me di me ni ato fo mu bie de wa wo ne wo se
Oh don't ya ma me di di onye ye Oh don't ya ma me da me no The train ya boyfriend so na ya pay my share my way why And the other ye wo bro Ade bra
Come on, open a bed door. We'll be the Nehama, but say we'll paint your home. No champagne, a sotia metal. Wonder me here, me home for me 2 hours. Down who shame me name, the name is Jay. In some shame team, my main can I am Ray. Follow me to paradise. I can see the future when I look into your eyes. Offer time, me be my woofer time, me bends. Jimmy D, make you no listen to your friends. Kwame George and Ran, I'm in telling the sense. Yes, in Mema Subamba, it depends. Lord, if I'm to say glue, Wakoma the pen, worry, me shed the blue. True, my baby, you fine.
Hey, Kwame, I'm listening to this song and I'm wondering what he's singing about.
Basically, he's talking about love and everything that has to do with love, and he calling on his lover to come join him, immerse himself in love.
That's nice. That's nice. Is Pat Thomas singing an old song that everybody knows, or is it something new?
No, this is actually new. This was specially composed for the album.
Love it. Turn it up. Let's hear the rest. All right, so we were just at the tail end. That was Bra by Sarkodie and Pat Thomas.
Yep.
Off of Sarkodie's 2015 album called Mary.
Yep.
So this is Heather Maxwell, and I'm here with Kwame Ofori.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just coming back from Ghana. And we have another guest on the line, don't we, Kwame?
Yes, we do.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, this is Adoma. So, hi. Why don't you tell us about Adoma, how you know her? Did you guys meet up when you were in Ghana last time, just recently?
Yeah, I did meet her. She had a listening session for her new EP that's out called Afraba. And I was privileged to be invited by her management, Evans. Yeah, I know Evans. And I was there and I listened to her songs and I was very intrigued. So I just told myself, I made a side note, make sure the world hears Adoma's music when you get back to Washington. So here we are.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And Adoma, it's so great to have you on the line. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here too.
So we're going to listen to two of your songs on the new EP. The first one is Afroba.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little about this song before we play it?
Afroba, I actually coined the word Afroba. My whole music journey it falls perfectly in line with the life cycle of a butterfly, and I wanted to tell a story of how my journey had started and up until the point I'm at right now. So I wanted the whole theme of the EP to be central, to be, you know, fall along the lines of the life cycle of a butterfly. I didn't want to call it a butterfly. I thought that would be too basic and simple. So I did a bit of research, and I'm half Nigerian. So I found out in Yoruba, butterfly is labalaba. The Yoruba word for butterfly is labalaba. Mm-hmm. And in tree, because I'm also Ghanaian, the tree word for butterfly is afafanto. So all I basically did was take the afra from the afafanto and the ba from labalaba and then put it together and then got the word afraba.
I see.
But yeah. But then basically the song in itself, I just wanted to literally give a whole narrative about how the butterfly formed from egg stage through to the caterpillar down to the cocoon, and then when it eventually emerges as a butterfly. But also, I didn't want that to be boring because I know how integrated science class could get sometimes. So I decided to employ Ghanaian folklore, and I was very privileged to have one of the legends and pioneers in Ghana here, Mami Dokunu, to do the narrative for me whilst we, you know, composed the whole music around it, just to literally explain the entire life cycle of a butterfly, and as simply and as you know, very simple and very straight to the point as you would to a 3-year-old, for everybody to understand, because I wanted everybody to be able to relate with the story. So basically that's about the song.
That's great. You know, yesterday, yes, Kwame had me listen to some of that song and I got teary-eyed.
She was crying on
I
me,
really
man.
I really liked it. I didn't even know what it was about, but, you know, I'm a musician too, so I get emotional. But I really love this song. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, we're going to listen to it right now. So stay on the line, okay, Adoma? Don't go away. We're going to come back to you.
Sure.
All right.
Upon a time, a long, long time ago, on a big odum tree, lived a caterpillar, eating away at some juicy leaves. Afraba was ugly and fat and had no friends. She drowned
one has sorrow by eating and eating. But unknown to her, her overeating was going to lead her to a very exciting phase in her life. Forcing her to lie very still. She was unable to move and could barely breathe. The film pressed against her fat belly, threatening to empty it on its content. But there wasn't even room to vomit. How can this be exciting? She cries, cursing under her breath. Then the cocoon continues to wrap itself tightly till all of Rama's sees is black. She slowly loses her consciousness.
In my shell.
I was asleep.
God knows for how long. More light trickles in. I feel awake. I feel alive. I can see through the mist in my eyes. The world is beautiful. So many colors, so many patterns. Green, life. I continue to unravel.
Okay, hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, and we are just listening to Afroba, a brand new song by Ghanaian female vocalist Adoma. And here with Kwame Ofori in the studio. Hey,
yes,
Kwame.
Sir. Hey.
Yeah. We have Adoma on the line. Adoma.
Hello.
The song was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I noticed that you have a really jazzy sound. Your guitarist, too, has some beautiful work in this song. Who's the guitarist?
Yeah. Kichikuk did the guitar on the song. Kichikuk is an amazing Ghanaian guitarist. He's also been on, you know, tour in Europe and, you know, outside as well. But he's a really amazing. It's a huge honor for him to be on this song, actually.
It's beautiful. But your voice is just lovely. I was curious to know what got you interested in having this jazzy style.
Well, I like to think of myself as not belonging to this generation at all, because my music tastes are not in this generation at all. I feel like I should have been born in the 60s or the 50s, because I love listening to jazz, soul, blues, classical music. That's just old school R&B. I'm trying now to be a lot more versatile, and that's what the project too was supposed to be, to just to be a lot more versatile and try new things. So I listen to a lot of pop nowadays and hip hop and rock. But then traditionally I love jazz. I love soul, and I've been listening to that for as long as I can remember, for as long as I could understand and appreciate music. So,
I see.
Basically, that's where the influence comes from.
So, what's one of your favorite old standby songs that you just sing without even thinking about it, like when you're doing the dishes or something?
I love Nina Simone's Blackbird. I love Ella Fitzgerald's Summertime.
Can you sing a little bit of it? Oh yeah, come on.
Which one do you want?
Whatever you feel. Just natural.
Okay, I'm going to sing Etta James At Last.
Great, just a few bars, you know. You don't have to go through the whole song.
Mm-hmm. At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. And life is like a song. At last, at last. The sky's above blue. Okay.
Yeah, right. That was good. That was good.
That's great. I love that song too. Well, so we're going to listen to another one of your songs. This one is Traffic Jam.
Traffic Jam, yes.
Yes.
Kwame, you were telling me about that yesterday.
Traffic Jam was the first song she released off the EP.
Mm-hmm.
And she released it with a video. Not necessarily, it was almost like visuals, graphic visuals of the city of Accra and then words to the song.
Mm.
And the tune, it just, as soon as I listened to it, I just fell in love with the song. It reminds me, you know, being from Ghana, living in Accra, and then being out of the country, and then watching the video and listening to the tune, it just reminded me of the city and the noise and the people. And we used to wake up and go get wache from the street, and it was just beautiful. So I just fell in love with the song, and it's one of my favorite tracks from her new EP. So yes, that is Traffic Jam. Traffic Jam. Something you can listen to when you are in traffic to remind you of Accra. Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it. And then don't go away. We'll ask you a couple more questions after the song.
Sure.
You're listening to an interview with Adoma. It's Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And this is Kwame Ofori.
All right, here's Traffic Jam.
It's my jam, it's my jam. Easy, easy, easy. Yeah, yeah. For right, you will feast stop, say hi. Quiz me, what's up? How far? Cause I no get no worries, okay? Make you day like me, just show me. So I beg you, make you come my life. I go dance for street. I go base for kitchen, check the fridge, you I get bread. I spot one city coin, who we only know, I just miss. I take all the coins in my pocket where you make it. So I do walk for road, where I do plan what I go buy. But as I reach there, no, I see my money lost. But I no get no worries. So I beg me quick cook for life. I go down to the street. Forget no shoes. Who cares if they see just dance to the beat? Kotosa.
Music time in Africa.
Oh man, that is so smooth. Aduma, I love it.
Thank you so much.
Hey everybody, this is Heather on Music Time with Kwame, and we just heard Traffic Jam by Aduma, and Aduma is on the line in Ghana with us right now. Who wrote that song, Aduma? Was it you?
Yeah, I did. I wrote it. Arrangement of the song was done by my brother. He's very talented and creative about this, so he pieced the song together, my brother.
Your brother. You know what I love about it? It's got a really interesting mix of elements. It sounds a little bit like Afrobeat. The call and response is really creative, and your use of chorus is really great. You've got male voices, female voices, harmony. I really like that interaction of the chorus and the interesting qualities of the chorus, and then you've got your sort of Afro soul sounding vocal style. It's just really very smooth. And Kwame, I get it when you say it sort of has this aura of Ghana, of Accra specifically.
And you've been in Accra. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, it's very refreshing.
Yeah, it makes me want to actually come back to Accra.
You should.
It's been too long. Can I come visit you if I come, Aduma?
Oh, of course, definitely. We'll go get watching.
Well, let's do it. And we'll have that song on
and
in the car.
You know the beautiful thing? Both of you are musicians, so you never know.
True.
Yeah.
Magic.
True. I grew up on Billie Holiday, too, and Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. I relate. So, last question. What does your calendar look like, say, for the next 6 months? What are you doing?
For the next 6 months, working on pushing and promoting the EP, that's one. But we are, aside that, organizing a few tours in the country here, and possibly a few ones outside as well. But then that's basically it. And I have a concert too coming up, a very big one, probably the biggest I've done in a few months. So I'm preparing feverishly towards that as well.
Great. So how can people get your music if they want to buy it or listen to it?
For now, we're working on putting it on iTunes and other platforms as well. But for now, it's on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
So you could type Aduma on SoundCloud, also on YouTube. And it's on, I think, Mojaka as well and Bandcamp.
Okay.
We're working on getting it on iTunes very shortly. So it's
great.
On iTunes.
So for people who are going to search it on YouTube and SoundCloud, could you spell out the Aduma since the rest of Africa is listening?
Okay, sure. Aduma. Aduma.
Great.
Aduma.
And for the listeners, guys and gals, Aduma is a beautiful lady too, just so you know. Your eyes will not be sorry if you see her.
Okay.
It's true, right, Kwame?
Oh, my God.
Well, I can testify to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Wow.
So, well, thanks for joining us, Aduma, and giving us insight into your music. You're welcome. Kwame.
Yes.
Thanks for hooking that up.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure for you. Always.
So you've also selected the song. You selected this one.
Yes.
Called The Crusade.
The Crusade.
So tell us about it.
This particular song, mm-hmm. when I went to Ghana, it was playing a lot on the airwaves and in the clubs. And I love it a lot, not just because it's popular in Ghana right now, mm-hmm. but it has an entertaining factor to it. You know, I like it when a musician or musicians are able to sit down and lead you through a story.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular story, it's, let me call it, it's a religious satire. Okay. And it's ridiculing pastors who are rogue, and even more so their translators, you know, because English is not really the prominent language.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have the pastors preaching in English, mm-hmm. and then we have a translator translating it into the local dialect, be it Tri or Fante.
Got it.
And in this situation, this pastor's translator is even worse than the pastor. So
who is rogue to begin with.
So it's like that interesting banter between the pastor and his translator, and then how their audience is perceiving the whole situation. So in the satire, I think there's some form of lesson to be learned among our people, where we are saying look out for rogue pastors, and even more look out for their translators who are just giving you whatever they think is right. Yeah.
And this is a music video as well, which is also extremely entertaining.
Yes, you can find it on YouTube. It's The Crusade, mm-hmm. by Donzy, D-O-N-Z-Y, featuring Kofi Kenata, and Kofi K-O-F-I, and Kenata K-I-N-A-A-T-A. You can find it there and enjoy the video.
And is Kofi the translator?
Kofi Kenata is the Fante translator. Fante is a coastal language.
Singing
in Ghana.
Fante.
Yeah. Both of them are rappers, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like an interesting banter back and forth in rap. And then
let's listen to it.
Yeah.
Here's The Crusade.
Ladies and gentlemen, this your Pastor Donzy, and I bring you greetings from the Church of Christ.
This
is the day, a new day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and believe in Him. Lord, we thank you for goodness. We thank you for mercies and forgiveness beyond what we deserve. We thank you for goodness. We thank you for mercies and forgiveness beyond what we deserve. Father, as we stand before you, strengthen our heart and light our path like a beam.
Beam.
God, we pray for Ghana, just as it did for Israel. Make us great and strong.
Yeah, the love of Ghana. First match in the Israel.
We need strong leaders to build a nation to help us solve the problems we face. Psalm 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
So for the Otan 33:12. Baby use na battery chaler off.
So be Christ like in your neighbor.
Us is a Christ bar, you do new book.
I said be Christ like in your neighbor.
So for the Christ bar, you do
new
book.
I remember back in Germany.
I saw your member was living with Germany.
Mm-hmm. In US, somewhere in New Jersey.
Beautiful, I'm blowing in New Jersey.
I've been to Somalia, Uganda, Liberia, but now I'm back. Ayo. Home sweet home.
Also, I walk across Somalia, Uganda, Liberia, a home for the bad.
God has been good to me, He can be good to
you.
So give yourself to Him, let Him use you.
Hey, do, yeah, you.
Be your brother's keeper. Have a good heart, be a cheerful giver.
As if we here go keeper.
Yes, extend the helping hand to the less privileged, the street children and the orphans.
Watch out, my family now, we do want to village, so what you see to my bush and my fans. Nine fans.
Who knows? Nobody knows. Only God knows.
Also, I am one and a winner. On your behind, you know, I am hope on a
yeah, so for the chief, we'll be on to no collection in the chief.
Yeah,
before we take the offering, let's show some love to our women's fellowship from Virginia.
Yeah, women's fellowship, but
yes,
but yeah. No, no, can't suffer. Suffer, no, can't share.
I said Virginia.
Yeah,
Virginia.
Suffer. No, suffer. I'm a fell. I'm a four Sunday school for now. That's it. Suffer. So I say yo, buddy.
What?
Yeah. I'll be on mood. I say.
All right, that was The Crusade by Denzi and Kofi Kinata. Kwame, I see you over there laughing and laughing during certain parts. Can you tell me, like, one of the things that they say in the in this song that makes you laugh? I mean, one of the many.
There's a portion where he says that the pastor is bragging to the people, saying that he's been to Virginia. He's mentioning all sorts of places, but as soon as he says Virginia,
Virginia, like the state here in the U.S.
The state here in the U.S., he says Virginia.
Yeah.
The translator looks at him and goes like, "Pastor, you're a very bad man." And the pastor says, "I just said Virginia." And he's saying, "No,
oh.
You're a very bad man." Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I think I do.
So he says, gosh, he can't repeat that and he's not going to translate that. He can't be forced. So that was what was happening right there. That
I see.
Back and forth, yeah.
All right, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell and I'm here with Kwame Ofori today.
Yes.
Kwame is the man today.
And we are having fun in the studio.
We are. Kwame just came back from Ghana and we love to have him on the show. I do. We'll have you back, Kwame.
Definitely. Anytime.
All right. Hello, guys. This is Heather. Here is the last great song before signing off today. It's Corrida Bello with Godwin.
I don't get a lot, Godwin. And I don't pay my rent, Godwin. They be one for my hand, but Godwin. They be one keep my joy, but Godwin. I say anything else, do not Godwin. No, not Godwin. No, not Godwin. I don't change my name to Godwin. And no more, I don't buy more to Godwin. And say my market no go sell for Godwin. And then me say I no go blue for Godwin. Then my brother, let them try their luck. My God go in, no my God go in, no my Lord go in, no. As you don't pass exam, now God you win. And then me say you no go pass, for God you win. You wake up, see two day last song, now God you win. Robbers, they rob, they no see you, brother. They no see you, my sister. Oh, yeah, bell of us. Now God you win. No, now God you win. Now God you win. And he don't tell where you do fine, but God you win. See, we go pop champagne today, God you win. And we go there, dance, 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 cause God you win. Oh, anything you win, now God you win. And if you win election, my brother, God you win. Like if you win the contracts, my friend, now God you win. And if you check the countdown, my brother, God you win. And if your market sell, lele, lele, now God you win, no, now God you win, no, now God you win, no. And little and do not God you win, no, now God you win, no, now God you win, no. Why you no go dance, now God you win, no, now God you win, no, now God you win, no.
Oh, yes, that was Corrida Bello with God to Win. Yeah, it's Heather, and it's time to say goodbye for this week, music lovers.
Thanks so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed today's music and special guest, Adoma, and my special co-host, Kwame Ofori. Meet me back here next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 20, and 2200 UTC. Stay well, people, and stay blessed. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa.